Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, the NFL is going through...
jerks.
Well, the players are like the executives.
Execs.
Yeah, yeah. The No Fun League execs. I think you could still call them that, especially with what we're about to talk about. The NFL in court right now fighting a battle with a class action antitrust lawsuit involving their Sunday ticket package. This is big news, Rashad. Apparently, we could have had NFL Sunday ticket for a lot less than what we are paying. Because according to multiple sources, I'm reading this from Front Office Sports, though, the NFL declined ESPN's offer to drastically reduce the Sunday ticket price. And essentially, this case, this antitrust case happening right now, taking place in an LA courtroom, alleges that the NFL initially illegally inflated the cost of Sunday ticket and forced fans to purchase every available game instead of a select number. And here's what we're finding out in this antitrust case. ESPN had made an offer to the NFL to include the Sunday ticket package in their coverage. They've obviously got other entities like ESPN Plus and stuff like that. I don't really want to get into that, but they were, you know, bidding along with everybody else. Apple TV, I think Amazon was in on it, bidding for the Sunday ticket rights. They had proposed a $70 yearly package cost, which is way less than like the $300 to $400 that it's been with DirecTV and now YouTube TV. But along with that, also proposed a single team option, which I do believe Major League Baseball offers through MLB.tv with blackouts, though, unfortunately. Hopefully those will end soon and we can just get sports regionally anyways free for their local viewers. But the NBA also does that as well with their league pass. They offer individual team packages along with the option to watch every single game across the league. Of course, blackouts included in that as well. And I mean, thankfully, as far as the NFL goes, you know, the blackouts aren't really affected at least every week with your local team, because more often than not, like Fox and CBS will show, you know, the regional game. So right. If the Seahawks are playing at 1 p.m., more likely than not here in Portland, Oregon, we're going to see the Seattle Seahawks. Right. So I understand that not everybody really would be up for like a single team option, but there are a lot of fans that live in different parts of the country away from their team, necessarily not wanting to invest $300 to $400, or even in the case of ESPN offering a $70 price tag, you know, for the whole league, they can just watch their own team. And it's interesting because we're not only seeing, Rashad, the bid from ESPN, but according to Courthouse News Services, Apple's 2022 bid for Sunday Ticket would have added as many as 20 million new customers to the product. The league took a pass, and Apple wound up backing out of its bid at that same point. It sounds like they were trying to offer up something that maybe was a lower cost than the initial $349 it's going for now. And the NFL just said absolutely not. I know when YouTube TV did initially get Sunday Ticket's contract, they offered some kind of discount, you know, to incentivize people to sign up for their TV service. Like, if you sign up and pay for the whole year, you get Sunday Ticket for free, or you got it for $100, or you got like a $200 gift card from DirecTV, you know, to go pay for that because they lost it. Actually, Travis Kelce and those commercials, they ended up having to get sued and fight a little bit in court because they were alleged to have kind of advertised that they had Sunday Ticket while not actually having it. So this has been a big back and forth battle. There's essentially, Rashad, an argument over what the cost of access to NFL games would be if ESPN got it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And of course, in the day and age of expensive tickets, of expensive jerseys, expensive food, expensive everything regarding your team, I can't stand the fact that, and I know, they're the NFL. They're going to make billions. They're going to try to make every dollar they can. They have the power to negotiate from that side. However, I cannot stand that a league thinks, especially with its regular season games, that there should be a barrier to access, even for your local teams. I mean, let's just, if you want to throw a package up for all the games across your league, of course, that makes sense. But to make it when you've got, you know, not even close to as many games as MLB or NBA every single year.
Right.
You know, you're essentially saying that the value of your games, and it is, the number of viewers.
It's a party every week. That's what the NBA, that's what the NFL does. Like, the NBA, you know, unless it's like a big game or you're just getting together with your buddies to watch the Blazers play or watch whomever play, the NFL is a party every week. But every single week for 18 weeks now. You know, the NFL has their own, like, it's a whole thing. Like, to get ready for game day, like, it's grilling. It's, like, it's the only sport, like, not the only sport, but, like, we go to basketball games, we don't see people outside tailgating for Blazer games, right? But you go to a football game, it's a whole production. Like, people are out there, if you're in Buffalo, they're, you know, jumping on the tables, and it's a whole party every single week, and the NFL understands that, and they know that there's no way they're giving their product away for cheaper. If they can find a way to charge more, as football fans, we're going to consume it. We're going to, like, people always say, oh, I'm not going to watch the NFL this year. I'm not going to watch this year. And the ratings are always higher than they were the year prior. We're going to continue to watch. So I think this year there were games, like you said, on YouTube TV, on Amazon. At one point and a few years ago, games were on Twitter and stuff. Like, if they can find ways to put the games out there, they're going to do it, but they're going to make money off it. There's no way that the NFL is going to be like, you know what we need to do? We need to think about the fans' pocketbooks, and we need to make sure that this product isn't as pleased. If they raise the price to $500, guarantee people are still going to buy it.
Yeah, it's just, that sucks, because I just don't think that the cost justifies what you're getting. And it sounds like the people in this antitrust lawsuit, which includes, I mean, we're talking, you know, anywhere from just like the everyday customer like you and I to a bar to a restaurant to people that use the Sunday Ticket to kind of as a part of their business to make some cash and advertise that, hey, you can watch all this stuff here. And that is a significant cost for businesses. And at the time, I do think that you had to pay way, way more than just like the single TV TV costs. So it's interesting to see the actual numbers coming out here from this antitrust lawsuit and what we could have been paying for, what is essentially the premier sport in our country, which is the NFL. $70, gosh, that would have been a nice price point, because you're talking like MLB. I can't remember what NBA League Pass charges, but MLB.TV is usually around $120 to $150 a year. And if the NFL would have offered it up at half that, I guarantee you, Rashad, and I've been saying this about every single professional team that offers up their coverage locally, do it for free. You will make every single dollar up and more in other revenue, in ticket sales. Add a broadcast fee to your tickets, and you will make that
free up. Free doesn't exist to professional sports franchises, company. Like,
they, Suns are giving out their games for free.
They're not. What, Phoenix Suns?
Yeah. Yeah, Josiah, their owner, they decided, you know what? It's a much better business plan for us to just put our games on seriously, like a local Channel 8.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember when the Blazers used to be on Channel 8, you know, and I think that was always great. But when they figured out that there is, oh, we can get money from stations, we can be exclusive to Root Sports. We can be exclusive to whichever station. Like, once that happened, it was... Again, franchises, owners aren't looking for ways to spend money. They're trying to make as much of it as they can. So I'm not super shocked.
Yeah, I'm not either. But yeah, interesting to hear what we could have paid for NFL Sunday Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.